like sun. And as we turn to the next section of John 5 today, we come to one of the most striking passages dealing with what it means to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and to see that very much. Of Bethesda on the Sabbath day. Jesus deliberately and provocatively worked miracles on the Sabbath. And we see the response of the Jews in those verses that we just read. And when Jesus explains why he must work on the Sabbath, the charge against him becomes the far more serious one of making himself equal with God. When challenged, Jesus didn't offer an excuse that the Sabbath meant something different, or that what he was doing was not actually working but doing some act of mercy. No, how he justifies his action is by saying that he is only doing what his Father does. His Father works even on the Sabbath, and so does he. God must be working on the Sabbath, for it is he who gives and sustains. Firstly, Jesus did break the Sabbath. Secondly, he did claim God as his own Father. And thirdly, he did claim to be equal with God. Now, the reader of this gospel has known from the start that God is exactly who Jesus is. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What we have here from Jesus implicitly and the Jews explicitly is confirmation of that claim. By working on the Sabbath, it brought to the fore the whole issue of Jesus' identity, and he is claiming to be equal with God. Well, secondly, what Jesus is doing today and tomorrow, verses 19 to 23. We move in these verses from who Jesus is to what Jesus does. So follow with me again. Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honour the Son just as they honour the Father. He who does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him. So what we've got here is what Jesus does. And Jesus, as the Son of God, must do what the Father does. But he does it here in the world that the Father sent him to. What is this work? Well, firstly, his work is to give life, described here as raising people from the dead. And secondly, his work is to exercise judgment over all people. In this work, notice that he does nothing on his own, but seeks the glory of the one who sent him. Jesus is like the son apprenticed to his father, who learns from his father by imitation. He sees what the father does and does the same things himself. But while the Jews were shocked with the claim that Jesus brings life, we as the readers should not be. For if you've been following the gospel through and you've read from chapter 1, we have heard him say to the sick man in chapter 5, verse 8, "Get up." You would have heard him say to the royal official in chapter 4, "Your son lives." You would have heard his testimony in chapter 3:16 that God gave the one and only son so that those who believe might have eternal life. And in 3:36, John testified that whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Here we have one who wants to give life, and in stark contrast to the Jews who are wanting to take the life of the one who gives it. So what is Jesus doing now? He is giving life to people today and condemning people today who do not receive his gospel of salvation. And finally, we are taken to the end when he is going to exercise judgment over all people. All judgment has been entrusted to the Son. And in the next section from verses 24 to 27, the question is asked, have you heard God's voice? So let's read it. "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man." If we listen to the voice of the Son of God and believe in his Father, we have eternal life and will not be condemned. We would have crossed over from death to life. If those of us who are spiritually dead hear the voice of the Son of God and respond, we shall live. Is God speaking to you? Have you heard his voice? Have you crossed over from death to life? Imagine you're in the Himalaya and you're trying to get up to your next camp, Camp 1. And there is this great ice fall that you need to get over. And with just a huge drop below you. But you know that the only way that you are going to survive is to walk across this very precarious thing. But once you're on the other side, you know that that is the place of safety. A means of crossing from death to life is provided in the Lord Jesus, and there is no other way. Where else have we to go when he alone has words of eternal life? If God is speaking to you, do not turn the volume down. And for those of us who have responded, this is our mission. We want people to cross from death to life, because if they haven't heard the voice and responded, they are still on the side of death. We want those who stand under the judgment of God to be forgiven. And those who hear and believe, notice, do not have to wait for some future life after death. But they have already passed from death to life. That life starts to be experienced the moment they confess that Jesus is Lord. See, Jesus' extraordinary claim is not only that he is the Son who will awaken the dead, but that the future is now. The time has come and the long-awaited resurrection is underway. Have you heard God's voice? And next, when the graves are opened, we're taken from the future salvation, sorry, the present salvation to that of the future. Reading 28 to 30. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just. For I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Do not be amazed at this, says Jesus, which implies that they are and that they should not be. What is it that they are amazed at? Well, that the Son is involved in all that God does. A time is coming, Jesus says, when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come forth. The voice can be none other than that of the Son of God. Jesus, Son of God and Lord of the present, is Lord of the future as well. On that day, all the dead will hear his voice and be resurrected. For some, it will be a resurrection of life. For others, it will be a resurrection of judgment. Friends, do we not want to be raised to life on the last day? Do we not want our neighbours to be raised to life on the last day? Do we not want those who will move into the high rise to be raised on the last day to life? Do we not want those who we come into contact with when we knock on doors for Community Collection Sunday to be raised to life? For those who do not confess the Lord Jesus, they will be raised, but to eternal judgment. Now, in these verses, you may have noticed that good works and not faith seem to determine salvation. Those who have done good will rise to life to live, we read, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. Is salvation, then, not about good works, we might ask? Well, we need to think back to what Jesus told Nicodemus in chapter 3, that human beings love the dark and not the light because their works were evil, so that everyone who practices wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, but that whoever... cross over from death to life. What a transformation. A dozen university students will be with us to help us in the task.